This listener essay by Diane Kavanaugh Black is entitled, God Rest Ye Merry Elmo Doll.
For Christmas 1996, no one could lay hands on a Tickle Me Elmo for holiday giving. By Christmas 1998, no one wanted one, and the bright red Sesame Street character ended up in discount bins everywhere. The fever pitch for a chuckling Muppet had never infected our nuclear family, but Grandma Elaine loved a good bargain and a noisy toy. Her previous gifts had included 2XL, the obnoxious quizzing robot, and complete with wiggling hips and rap beat record scratches, Hip Hop Santa. Those other toys had been more age appropriate. Unfortunately, this time, Helen was 8, a little old for preschooler Elmo. She tore off the wrapping, tickled him a couple times, and we all got used to the high-pitched Her older brother James picked it up by one arm. Now what? Their dad had started medical school 2 years before. Inspired, Helen ran to her bedroom and came back with a white box. I have my doctor kit. Her eyes sparkled, relishing the prospect. Maybe Elmo is sick. She proceeded to prod Elmo's ears and mouth with her tools and exclaim, I think I have to take his temperature. She held for the punchline. In his butt. A pause. Daddy, there's no place for the thermometer to go. To distract from the doll's anatomical anomaly, he answered, more importantly, Elmo's in cardiac distress. He needs CPR. My spouse encouraged with his third-year med student knowledge. 10 compressions, then 2 breaths. Soon Helen looked up from her attempts, wisps of crimson fluff on her mouth. He's too fuzzy, Daddy. It makes my lips dry. Just chest compressions, then. Take turns. You'll be doing this for up to 30 minutes. James jumped in with thumps to the upper torso. Let me show you, Helen. Watch out, kids. Don't break Elmo's ribs. No, he's mine. She wrestled Elmo back by tugging on his head hard. Or dislocate his neck, I added. This is lots of work, Helen complained. Seeing their energy waver, Daddy complicated Elmo's condition. His heart's working again, but now Elmo's choking on a chicken bone. Quick, the Heimlich maneuver! Revived like Elmo, the kids did up thrusts and abdominal squeezes. I wondered aloud how Elmo had managed to eat while not breathing. Wait, Elmo's the size of a baby. You have to bang him on the back instead. James and Helen alternated, whap, whap, taking out every bit of Christmas morning frustration, excitement, and chocolate overindulgence on Elmo's furry, flat thoracic area. Daddy stopped them. Wait a minute, let me palpate. Feeling the hard plastic voice box. What's this thing inserted inside? Oh my God, it's a pacemaker, and it's not working. Shock him, Daddy, shock him, they shrieked. I don't know, it's an awful risk. We could fry him. I wiped tears of laughter from my eyes. Their daddy pretended the two ends of the toy stethoscope were paddles and performed a technical-looking maneuver. There, now he's safe. But we've still got the chicken bone to contend with. The delicious combination of holiday frenzy and typically prohibited violence was irresistible. From behind, Helen proceeded to Heimlich the hell out of Elmo. Sometimes people use a countertop when they're not strong enough, or a piece of furniture. Helen pushed Elmo's belly against the back of the sofa again and again, quoting something she'd overheard. I'm gonna save you, Elmo, even if I have to kill you. Grabbing him by the legs, she swung his body against the bookshelf and the radiator, then slammed his back against a wall. I called from my safe spot across the room, Whiplash, dear, I treat too much of that in my massage practice. Elmo still giggled artificially. We hooted heartlessly. Finally, a crack against the couch elicited one hee-hee-hee that ended in a strange squeak. It's back to CPR. Panting, they flopped onto the floor. No, you do it, Daddy. We're tired. Me? I'm just a medical student. Ever the mom, I stepped in. Pound. Hee! Pound. Hee! Kids, I'm afraid Elmo's not going to make it. It was suddenly very quiet. Helen and James looked at us, unsure if there would be punishment. They'd broken the brand new doll. We looked at them. Would they start crying? Instead, simultaneously, each of our faces curled into a wicked grin. Yes, we agreed. Elmo's part in our Christmas medical melodrama had been well played, even if it was a short run.
God Rest Ye Merry Elmo Doll was one response to the sadness-pierced post-divorce question, were we the family I remember us being? The answer? Yes. Sometimes. Yes. Diane Kavanaugh Black is an upstate New York writer who leads workshops at Of the Essence Holistic Wellness. Find her essays and photos at oftheessenceblog.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.